It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Sportsbet BS Hotline, state your emergency.
Yeah, it's me partner's group. Me mate Dave, I reckons he bought in.
Okay, hang up now.
What?
And join Sportsbet's Bet With Mates. It's group betting without all the BS. Conditions apply. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
And now it's time to get the tips from our resident five-time Group 1 winning jockey, David Taggart.
And the ravens black against the winter's mist are whispering the half-man's song. They're whispering the half-man's song.
And he's here. He's much loved, as you just heard there, from Simon Strawn and Kaz. They've been waiting to get his tips all morning for the award-winning Aussie Service mobile plans from $20. Australia's most satisfied customers, NBN from just $59. Search mate online. And our old mate is Tags. Good morning.
Good morning, Hutch, Pixie.
How are you, mate?
Still on his phone. He's worked out how to delete the groups now.
Well, now I can actually go back to a bet with mates. I had too many open. That was the problem.
He's absolutely wrapped.
Thank you, Tags. That.
Cox Plate Day, it doesn't get any better than this.
What about you breaking the news this morning about Zaki off the top of the show?
Oh, what about that?
Yes, I thought you were turned into Tom Brown there for a minute.
I had false news there for a second when it came through.
Fake news, you mean?
False news.
Did you ever ride in a Cox Plate?
Yeah, I sure did.
What'd you ride?
One of the best days of my life. Because Melbourne Cups, I was always riding light.
Yeah.
Cox Plate Day, I got to enjoy it because I rode Seascape for Hazes. Hayes had three runs. I ran third, fourth and fifth, and I've run fifth, haven't I?
Yeah, what prize money did they give you for fifth back then?
Oh, back then, I don't know. It was about 30,000. But they only paid back to fifth back then.
Yeah. I heard you say
what's it like?
And that was octagonal. That was octagonal's Cox Plate, and I kept him out 3D. A little bit of a funny story that I say on track, but because Dye coming down past the mile, he was out 3 deep, and he wanted me to get in on the fence, and I could have, and I didn't want to get stuck on that fence.
So when
because
Shane
our mace Gay was in the race, and I knew he'd capitulate down by the side there, which he did.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to be anywhere on the fence. So
what did you say to Shane when he said?
I give it a kick in the let. In the bit of a in the ribs with my left foot, and I said, it's travelling, it's over racing, Jock, it's over racing, and I just sort of made him get up on the stool for that couple of strides, and then I fell him, then he fell back to sleep with me.
Did you see Shane Dye's interview during the week?
He's spot on.
He's happy with himself though.
Yeah, but what he said, he's spot on. Lucky that I didn't ask him Vander Cross. That's the only disagreement I had with him.
I was on a mannerism
because I was I was in that Caulfield Cup as well. Yeah. So
just, hang on a sec. Just go back. Do you speak to other jockeys during the race?
Yeah, haven't you ever seen the vision of it? Of course they're talking.
You talk
especially
a lot.
If you want to cross me, and sometimes I want your backside because I just want to get my horse to travel and drop the bit. And if he's up there on the chewy and I'm letting you go, I'll say, not yet, Jock, not yet. Just wait, another stride. And then you just yelling sort of bits for safety instructions as well, saying, don't like cross me yet. And
bit like this, Hutch.
Not yet.
Not yet, jockey, not yet. I'm still inside you, Jock.
Can you hear okay out there? Do you always know who the other person is, or is they look?
Most times, nine times out. It's all about doing your form, and you're right against most of these when boys day in, day out, and you know their styles and that.
When they're jockeys you didn't like that much? With the jockeys you didn't really like?
I got on well with everybody.
Yeah, they all liked you?
Yeah, probably. I'll say that now. There's someone listening to this saying I couldn't copy.
Yeah, were there jocks where you...
There was a lot of, a few egos in the room.
Yeah, but post-race was there, when you're jogging back and you've cut one off, what are they saying to you?
A few dust-ups in the rooms.
Oh, really?
A bit of road rage.
Is there?
Yeah. I've seen some beauties.
Who's the best one, if so?
I saw one down in Tassie, Steve Maskell. He deliberately put Brendan McCool nearly over the fence, right? It was disgraceful.
Yeah.
And McCool's had a go at him anyway. They came in and I knew it was going to be on.
Yeah.
Because they hated each other and it was on for young and old.
Really?
And then the stewards came in and...
gave them a holiday?
No, well, they come in to separate it. And I had a good view of it.
Yeah.
They actually questioned me and said, oh, what did you see? I said, you wouldn't believe it.
I was watching a fly go up a wall.
No, I was there 5 seconds before you went and separated him. I said, I saw as much as you did. And I thought, oh, right. Brilliant. But you just, unwritten rule, you just don't put anyone in. And
you didn't try and break it up?
But even when
you
got knocked down.
Unless it's deliberately.
Yeah.
Unless it's deliberate and you know, Mate, it's just it happens, and you just go and try and
it wouldn't
defend.
Be too many deliberately.
SD Martin, yeah. Like a few of them, I got off. I actually got a suspension for knocking me down.
I'm about to do my Saturday list shortly.
I can't believe I'm not in it.
Oh, well, it's
no, I mean, you're talking a modern day list, yeah?
No, it's not. It's going back as well. The horse jockeys that I've always.
Like you say, you've got Dipman in there, and.
Yeah, that sort of crew. That's what you think. But it's including current days as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, there are jockeys you can't
should
catch.
Be on that list.
Oh, he can be. He can be 12.
Don't worry.
He's a six-time Group 1 jockey.
Money rider. Anyway,
I've backed plenty of horses over the years that Tags has ridden. Don't worry about that. I couldn't get Jay Dinham in.
Didn't slaughter many of them.
Couldn't get Jay Dinham in. Jay Patton missed out.
Yeah, Patola.
Patola, the little Patola.
Come on, mate. I'll rate more Group 1 winners than them put together.
I know
you're talking about.
Let's get to the exercise.
They were great riders, though.
Yeah, Johnny ended up in Macau for a
decade
at least.
Yeah.
Who do you like today, Tags?
Right, Lala's my best. Tommy Berry's decided to stay in Sydney.
I'm back to Lala.
He's staying in Sydney, right? There's a horse there in the benchmark race. I don't usually go to him, but Air to Air, race 4, number 3 in Sydney.
This your Trixie?
Yeah, I'll start me Trixie.
So Sydney race 4, number 4?
Number 3, yeah. Air to Air.
Yep.
How's your man? Quick, flick over. Does he like it?
Hang on.
Well, race 8, number 1 is me best there, Halal. Tommy Berry decides to stay there. And you're right, it's on Treviere in the $2 million mares race too, which is a big chance. She's favourite. I was on her the other day. J-Mac slaughtered her. Got too far back on her. It was, they didn't run on that well too. So I think she wins, but she's not in my Trixie though. We'll back her individually though on Treviere.
Yeah.
So Air to Air, race 4, number 3.
Yeah, I'm just going to see whether my man's
Ramwick,
got it.
Ramwick, race 8.
Race 4, number 3 is his top tip.
It is Air to Air, yeah. Yep. Well, she was running. She's race group 8. She's placing a Group 3 race.
He's got Halal as one of his best in Sydney.
There you go. And you know what? Just for the theatre of it, boss.
Cox Plate.
Very elegant.
Okay. And what is
this rain's going to help her. I know we've had 15 mil. Well, there's spittle throughout the day, so it'll help her. She loves the give in the ground.
He's got that's
and she gets that spongy surface there at Mooney Valley as well.
Okay, so that's race 9, number 6 in Melbourne. So what does that give you?
Around about 1,300.
No, that's good.
We've got some value.
You like the meeting today?
No, tough meeting, Cox.
Tough meeting. Now, Tags, I'll tell you what.
Brownie's tipping a 2-year-old in the first up in Sydney. Tommy Berry, again, we keep talking about Tommy Berry, and he goes he wanted to stay here. He reckons it might be his slipper horse.
Really?
Oh, that's always good.
So, usually they'll win this, right? They'll run in this and they get tipped out and then they come back for the autumn.
Tommy Berry. So the horse will be called in the first. It will be called.
Number 5, I think it is.
Secret Revolution.
That's
at $5.50.
Yeah, Brownie's tipping it.
Let's see whether my man likes it as well.
That's don't shoot the messenger.
No, that's all right. Brownie was tipping one last night. I don't know how it went. He actually really liked Jonker too. I heard him say
he tipped Jonker. Yeah, oh, geez, it was an ordinary Manicato, wasn't it? But that's what happens when
the Everest... 5 on top 2 in the first.
Has he?
Yep.
So. Well, it's a 2-year-old race. You're only guessing. It's all undisclosed form.
Yeah, but I'm happy to take $5.50.
100%.
Yeah, it'll be my first bet of the day.
And, of course, you're talking to Brownie and the Nathan Brown, the national one, of course, sports bet. And it's,
bonus.
How's your memories of a Cox Plate, boss?
What was that question you asked again?
How's your memory of a Cox Plate?
Don't tip into it.
Okay, Tags. Why?
Because he
couldn't remember the question you asked me.
Oh, he's so easily. Right, so this is my trick.
Bansdale, Cup Eve.
Yes, it'll be a big day on track.
What do you mean she's going straight to the races? What, she hasn't even trialled up, jumped out?
At the one run. No, hasn't. The jump out didn't happen during the week, so we're going to go straight to the races at the jump out.
That's not a good sign.
Now, I'll give you my Trixie Tags.
Oh, you need to have a blowout.
Yeah, well, no, it's part of the
this
plan.
Is a blowout.
This is big.
Yeah, but exactly, you're using it, so you're wasting a run.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay, my Trixie is,
there you
my Trixie is Melbourne, race 3, number 1, Robert Deere.
Oh, sorry, hang on. Oh, Robert Deere, yes.
Yeah. Melbourne, race 10, number 3, more profits.
Oh, yeah, big chance.
Sydney.
Yeah.
And then we go over to Ascot, race 6, number 7, Secret Plan.
Ascot. Yeah. You went there last week. Yeah, how'd that go for you?
It won.
And that was the only winner you had?
No, I got two last week.
So you've got to collect.
I've got to collect, yeah.
How come I didn't get any ticks or anything?
No, because I got caught up last week. So I didn't, meant to miss it.
So how much did you get back for your $40?
About 80, I reckon. 80 bucks, something like that. So I got the quaddy over up there as well. I got the quaddy in Perth.
Okay. So your Trixie's paid for this week then from last week?
From last week, yeah. But it's one of the few collects I've had. So just to repeat the numbers.
You'll get one, mate. Don't worry, you'll get one.
Well, this one's going for $1,126 bucks.
Beautiful.
So Tags is Trixie, just to repeat it. Sydney race 4, number 3. Sydney race 8, number 1. And in the Cox Plate, Melbourne race 9, number 6. And mine are Melbourne race 3, number 1. Melbourne race 10, number 3. And Perth Ascot, race 6, number 7.
Okay. Can we get that up on the Twitter and then we can pick it for SEN Track?
It'll be up on the Twitter.
All right, you enjoy your Cox Plate, boys.
Have a good day. We'll be listening to you.
We will.
I've done all the McCafe stuff. They were wonderful, McCafe.
Stand on a box. I'm giving you a bit of advice. When you're with Benzo.
The haircut, mate, I look like Vinny Cotoggio.
I like your hair. I wouldn't cut it cut, mate. I think it looks very nice, slick back.
You look a bit more like Joey Peroni.
Yeah, he does. He really looks like a slick back member. I like it.
Talking about young talent, Tom, you know the Gouch married one of the young talent team members.
He married
Karen Duncan.
Karen.
Now Karen Gouchy, of course.
Yeah, the Gouch. Yeah. You, at the end of the night, does he
say? At the end of the night, does he say, "Night, Karen"? Does he say, "Night, Darren"?
And I'll miss you.
Hey, tell me before you leave, will Dosh be winning today?
I like Dosh. I heard you. Too. Yeah, I'm she's not favourite generation. Generation will come across with Dosh. Her form's very good. She just got beat the other day behind who? Savatoxel, wasn't it?
Savatoxel,
yeah, who started favourite in the Manicato last night. But
That would have been a great result if Dosh had a hold on that day.
Yeah, but anyway, I think she can win the second half.
Yeah, I do too.
Thanks, Tex.
Thanks, mate.
Six-time Group 1 winning jockey.
Well, at least you gave him his right number this week. You normally try and say 5, but you know it's 6. Yep. So, there you go. Good on your tags. Have a good day, buddy.
Well done. Good on you, mate.
Well done.
I've got to take a photo of these, so I've got them. Actually, we should put them up on the Twitter.
Yep.
Put them up on the Twitter, such as he's.
Well done.
Thanks, Tags.
Right, we're going to do your jockey list. Do you want to do that now or take a break? We'll take a break.
Take a break and I'll do it.
And we'll get Pix's jockey list. And Top of the Trot, still not far away with Josh Jenkins right here on Off the Bench.
This is Off the Bench from McDonald's. The Monopoly game at Macca's is ending soon. And for Tyre Power, receive a $100 cash card on Michelin tyres. And for APCO, APCO's winner camper. Over 20 grand in prizes to win. On now at APCO.
Want to witness the world's biggest football game? Head to iCanWin.com.au, predict Australia's score with a crystal ball, and it could be you and a friend at the FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022 semi-finals, all thanks to McDonald's. Maccas, together and loving it. TNCs apply.